know I've been recording this whole time.
Stop it.
This is good content.
This is great content.
Is that what she said? What did she say when you started crying?
I was like, I love you. It's that third. I told her, because I had every intention on finessing her. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, just using her for cheeks. Mm. Type shit. But then it's like, whole time.
Charming.
I actually fuck with her.
That's what.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us on a new episode of the Nervous Ride Jays. I'm your host, LK the Guy, the Deity, the Mogul. I am here with B-Mac, the Dirty Bird himself.
Good afternoon.
The Falcons going to the playoffs, correct?
By default.
But
no, 8 wins, playoffs. Maybe Super Bowl.
He said Super Bowl! They going to go back to the Super Bowl. Hey, Tom retired, so you don't got to really be too scared about the Super Bowl as of this moment.
I wasn't scared last time.
Oh, you wasn't scared. No. Okay. Because I watched the Raw Room podcast.
Yeah, we don't got to talk about the Falcons no more.
Yeah, they was like, he didn't really, because there was a corner who played for the Falcons. He was there, and he didn't really want to talk about the game.
Yeah, we don't got to talk about that.
And I'm like, all right, yeah, work.
Sundays.
All right, so we have a smorgasbord of topics, but we're going to start with the internet breaking moment. Gear 5. Now, oh shit, I got my headphones in. But we already have haters on premises talking about they didn't like the animation and they didn't like how it looked and blah, blah, blah. But here's one thing you have to understand. They brought in somebody who does cartoons to animate. And I didn't have a problem with it. It looked great to me.
It was cool. You could tell that they brought somebody in and did, you know.
Yeah, it was cartoonish, but it
like changed the whole style of one character. And it was a different medium, I mean.
And it showed how much the niggas in the show, especially the world government, they was scared to death of this fruit and somebody getting it, and they even mentioned, like, oh, this shit, this junk might be avoiding us. Like, literally, it might be avoiding us.
All of them do.
Yeah. So, how did you feel about the episode?
I mean, it was cool. I mean, I think it wasn't our fault. I think, you know, the Twitter community overhyped it a little bit. But everybody who actually read it knows that, like, the best parts of Gear 5 itself were not in this episode right here.
Right.
This was just the awakening and then the little snippet of a fight, but the next few episodes won't be better than that. Just everybody got just overhyped it, saying it was gonna be better than Ultra Instinct, better than Super Saiyan Icon. We know One Piece fans, they just it's the One Piece super fans, they're stupid. Y'all stupid.
I mean, that's why I asked y'all previously, like, what does the internet breaking moment look like? It looks like Ultra Instinct.
Yes.
It looks like
people were outside watching in different countries. It looks it to be that, but it wasn't that. And that's okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it was cool to me. I had no problem with it. It was dope. It showed that Luffy is like too OP now. Like, he body slammed a dragon, like, put that on record. He just yanked him. He just pulled him out of whatever he was doing and body slammed the dragon. Gear 5 is here. I'm excited. And for some reason, he's a Super Saiyan now, too.
Yeah,
he's a Super Saiyan. He had aura. He had the lightning strikes and stuff. He powered up. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I noticed that this arc of One Piece, they've been kind of, you know, really getting in that Dragon Ball bag, auras and energies and shit. I'm like, okay.
Yes. So.
Yeah, I think. Artistic liberties.
Yeah, I'm excited for what's going to happen next with Gear 5 and everything that happens after that.
Yeah, I'm tired of Wano. I mean,
yeah, it's
year five. I've been waiting for that. Get this fight over. We can leave Wano.
Yeah,
it's how many years?
It's been a few years.
Yeah, it's been a year.
It's been a few
in the
years.
Same place. This does not happen.
Like anime manga. We've been in Wano so long that
I was in my 20s.
You were.
And I didn't just turn 30, so I was in my 20s when we got to Wano. So.
Hey, yo, that's crazy to say. It's we in the same arc for 13 years.
Still in Wano.
I was in my 20s, beloved.
Momo was a child when Wano started. He's a grown man right now.
Yeah, he's a grown man.
Literally. That tells you everything.
Shit, I remember, like, them trying to get to Wano. They was on Zao.
Yeah, they was on that elephant, Zunisha, who showed up.
Oh, yeah. The drums
of
liberation.
Oh, the drums was hitting, though. Yeah,
going crazy. Going crazy.
You didn't hear the drums in the manga, but yeah, they was hitting.
Hey, YouTube creators, I need somebody to do the drums of liberation, but it's like a go-go version. We needs that for the DMV. On God. We needs that. Okay, so... That's One Piece. JJK. Speaking of arcs, JJK, the...
Flashback arc. Hidden inventory.
So hidden inventory. It was over.
He was crying in sleep. He thought we didn't peep. We did. Eyes was puffy. I get it, though.
But I did like the arc, and I did like the display of powers that the one... They got the same name. Juzo. No, the nigga who had the dagger and he had the spirit around his neck.
Toji.
Yes, Toji. I did like his display of power. And I do like the fact that JJK, like, say niggas who can't really summon spirits or manipulate sorcery or nothing like that, they can use special grade weapons and they got, like, super strength, super speed, and all this other shit. That levels a playing field to me. Cause he was trying to fucking Gojo up a little bit.
Yeah, only if you're unlucky enough to get that to happen to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did kill Gojo.
Nigga.
He just missed by a little bit. You know he.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the next arc, the Shibuya incident arc.
The best arc of all time. Better than Wano.
Best arc of all time in anime?
Nah, I'm just talking shit.
Oh!
It's better than Wano.
I was like, wow, no, maybe no, we got it.
Nah, we ain't about to get into all of that. Nah.
So, would you like to spoil people and explain to them what's about to happen or just give them a little taste?
This is where the show actually starts.
Oh,
everything
shit.
Before now was, the intro. Now is when everything starts and you find out
he said
there's
was
no
the
bad
intro.
Guy right now. There's somebody who you think is the bad guy, but he's not the bad guy. Or maybe he is. Then there's Sukuna. And,
yeah.
But there's, this is where all the plot unfolds, what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
The world gets turned upside down. Some heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tears.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people die.
I love it.
Every anime manga, they have that one arc that people just go back to and the junk that got them hooked, and this is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
This is the arc that really got the story flowing. In the manga right now, I think we're like years away from this happening in the anime, but we're still dealing with the Shibuya incident.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, years later. Like it's that big. It's the quintessential arc. I don't want to spoil anything.
Don't do it then. It's too good not to spoil.
If you never read it, like it's, you'll see some familiar faces come back. Some familiar faces you'll never see again.
Oh shit! I'm excited already.
Familiar faces that'll be gone for 3 years in real time. And,
wow!
But a couple weeks in manga time and in universe time, you're not going to see them for a long.
Wow.
So people get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple mass murders. One undeserved, one deserved.
I like it.
Smiles, cries, highs, goodbyes.
Smiles, cries, highs. Let me write that down. That's the center of today's episode. Smiles.
Oh, one thing they do.
Crass.
Who you think the main characters are in this show? They're not the main characters.
Good bass. Oh, okay. So
it's dark where you find out the main characters are not the main characters. You're gonna find out who the main characters are.
Okay. Okay. Let's switch on to Bleach. Bleach, we got a lot of good anime going on right now. Bleach, still lit. I still say people don't deserve it.
Yep. Thousand Year Blood War, better than Wano. I don't hate One Piece.
We hate Wano. We just hate, hey dog, we've been in Wano for a brick.
Yeah, I'm fucking tired of Wano. I don't even hear
Soldier arc in this arc?
What soldier?
Soldier, the one-legged soldier. Soldier, yeah.
I can't remember. It's been years.
Was it in this arc? I'm trying to remember how this arc started. Like, they got there and, oh, they was in disguise and shit. Okay. I just don't remember.
Yeah. Every arc begins with the outfit.
That's how long this arc has been. I forgot how it started. Long ass arc. But Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War. Like I said, y'all niggas who had hate for Bleach, I understand. It's well deserved. You're well read, you know what you're talking about. But still, I think it was a little too harsh. Of course, the storyline and the arcs are Waco Mundo. But you know, I still think it's good money. And the animation is stunning. It's MAPPA though. You know, it's MAPPA, you know what they do. That's like LeBron, you know what LeBron gonna do. Who do this? Kubo?
Same studio who did them before. They just stepped up.
Oh shit, I thought it was MAPPA. My bad. Strike that from the record.
They can't do shit else. They overwork.
Yeah, they overwork.
They do everything else.
Thousand Year Blood War is lit. I can't wait to see what... Does the Yoruichi thing happen? This arc?
Yes, it does. She will do something. How you feel about yesterday?
Yesterday. Okay.
One of the top five star Ritter Master, the Masculine.
The Masculine. Yeah. I was kind of thrown off.
Ringside.
I was kind of thrown
and
off.
My man James.
Yeah. It's kind of thrown off. Because he just killed that little nigga. I'm like, damn, you ain't just going to kill that man like that.
Which
but he kept regenerating.
Him killed.
He kept regenerating his shit.
He killed him on his own.
Mm-hmm.
At a time where it just so happens that somebody stronger than him killed him.
Renji Ibarra, come to the... Shouts to Renji Ibarra.
We were impressed with Renji. Wait till you see Rukia. But Renji came back to the show.
Oh, Rukia like, nah, this nigga too weak.
Yeah, he said, the way you are now, this nigga be no problem for you. I'm just going to leave and you do your thing.
Dog.
The nigga didn't land a hit on Renji. No, he hit him because he wanted him to hit him.
Dog.
He didn't hurt him.
When I saw this nigga...
He used his holy form and everything.
This nigga did that Power Ranger ass power up. Like, oh, I'm going to turn my gem into like a battle suit and blah, blah. I was like, oh! Renji got some character development. Fuck you, Chad.
Who's still in Waco Mundo, by the way.
He's still.
But even though you got a part, but whatever.
This might be part of the reason why people don't like One Piece that much. Because... You have Ichigo, Renji, Chad. You have Big Heavy One Alpha. Everybody else tertiary. You like, it's like Goku, Tien, Krillin. Like 3-4 niggas who can't really beat nobody. That's what it's really like. But yeah, he got some character development. I'm proud of him. Still don't know what the hell Chad gonna do. I don't think he's gonna do anything.
He's not gonna do anything.
Ah, well. Nah.
Yep.
All right. That's it for him. Moving on. Okay, so. Superman. The New Adventures of Superman is a lit show.
On Max.
Or whatever hackable shit you got. You know what I'm saying? I love the show. I like the art style. I like watching Day One Superman shit instead of Smallville, where he was just the blue bird shit. I like the direction. I kind of am okay with the fact that he's not really dealing with the strongest villains as of yet, but then again, he's Day One Superman.
Dog shit on the rug, my bad.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Ooh.
So one of y'all getting cursed out. The you dog. Getting cursed out.
Not me. Nope. It's not my dog. But anyway.
Whoever got the dog was getting cursed out. Whoever got the dog, had the idea for the dog, is getting cursed out.
You know who you are. Shout out.
He's saying who you are.
Dog shitted on my mother's rug.
Oh, no. Mama rug. Not mama rug. Oh, yep. Shit.
Shout outs to y'all.
Speaking of shitting on the rug. Secret Invasion.
Segue. Perfect.
Secret Invasion.
Yep. It started out so good. Like, the first episode was fire.
Now, here's the thing with Marvel TV shows as of now. We can just put away the optimism that they're going to do the thing we want them to do for us. Like, we look forward to, like, say, like, WandaVision. Oh, Mephisto's going to show up at the end of the motherfucking show or last episode. Magneto's going to knock on the door and be like, hey, bitch, I'm your father. Like, you know, like, it's, no, we're not going to get the thing we want. We wanted Captain Marvel on this show. I mean, she is a part of this fucking storyline with Skrulls.
Yep.
Didn't show up. No Avenger showed up.
No Harrison Ford.
No Harrison Ford. Not yet. That President Ritson's the idiot. He started a war. That's not how you lead, saying we're at war with everything non-human. Do you know how many non-humans is on this planet, you dick?
He doesn't know. That's what makes him a bad president.
He's stupid. And you have an alien sticking out of the planet. Deal with that first before you be like, oh, we're beefing with everybody. You can't beef with everybody. There are Celestials all over everywhere. Everybody has more power than you. You've shown to be incompetent. You had the Secretary of Defense was compromised this whole time. You didn't even know. You almost launched a nuke at Russia to start a war. Just incompetent. Now.
Now you want to start a war.
Yes, now you want to stop.
You don't know what they look like.
Exactly. Which causes civil unrest and more chaos and destruction.
Yep.
And speaking of chaos and destruction.
One term president. Good job.
The budget. The budget was about 250 mil.
Yep.
I heard. I don't know where it went. I guess it went to the last Super Scroll fight. Final fight. I don't know.
Clearly.
Final fight. I don't know. Daenerys is a Super Scroll.
She's the strongest person in the MCU at the moment.
Yep.
They'll have to retcon that. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't think we're ever going to see her again.
Right. We shouldn't. We will. We shouldn't, but we will.
I don't think we will.
I hope not.
I don't think we will.
It was cool at first. I thought they were going to do something different with her character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go a different route, but no, they just made her... Made her a god amongst
people. Super god. And she looked crazy with her Drax arm. Looked like she's got done beating off.
Like that Rick and Morty episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. All right. Super Scroll's ass. I mean, Secret Invasion was ass. I'm sorry. This might be in the lower half of the Marvel TV shows. It's it might be the bottom.
What's at the bottom?
What if? For me, what if? Is that the bottom? I liked Moon Knight. A lot of people didn't. It dropped the ball. It didn't land the plane.
Did not
land the plane.
It's bottom three. It's definitely bottom three.
Bottom three, for sure.
But this is like the... You know what? We shouldn't have expected anything. This is like the 10th time that they took the name of a well-known story arc, and then they just did absolutely bare minimum with it. Shout out to Rory and Moore.
No!
Did the absolute bare minimum with
hey, the B&B boys, hey! God damn.
They did the absolute bare minimum with that show. Like, you knew what they were doing. Like, now, if you look back at it, you knew that Rhodey was going to be a Skrull. He was the only one that could be a Skrull.
Now,
you had somebody important had to be a Skrull. He was the only one eligible.
The
reveal of it was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Reveal it at the end of the episode over the phone. You know.
Hey, he got some green pussy. Hey.
Which makes me think they just don't care. That too.
He got some green pussy.
Yeah.
Now.
Nightmares.
This might change my misconception on, shows Like, even in the streaming era, what they do is they be like, okay, we want to do a show. What we're going to do, we're going to grab a great director. We're going to grab a couple A-list talented actors, and we're just going to fucking wing it. It's going to work out.
It'll work out.
Now, what you get is great performances, but shit don't make sense. Stories don't land. Shit don't coincide. No character development. And you kind of end up in the same starting point, like a circle. And this literally was a circle. From the nigga landing back on Earth to getting back on a plane, the only thing different is he has somebody with him.
Yep. We ended the show.
Yeah.
Almost in the exact place where we started.
Yeah.
Almost nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
The status quo is, oh, Nick Fury has a little bit more energy now. Everything that happened in between absolutely did not matter.
Nothing.
There's a million Skrulls on Earth, but who really cares?
Who cares?
I mean, they weren't doing anything before. They're not going to do anything now.
Mm-mm.
The radical leader of a small section who ended up turning on his people anyway got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they fucked with him anymore after that, but I mean, we're exactly what
even
we were.
That, you had the opportunity to make a great villain.
But you didn't.
You didn't.
They said he did better in the Barbie movie.
Holy shit.
His role was in Secret Invasion.
Shouts to Barbie.
Kingsley Benadire.
Oh, yes. Shouts to Barbie. And speaking of Margot Robbie.
Segue.
She turned down the role of Sue Storm.
I would have to.
She turned down a role.
I mean, if you care more. You care about more than just the money.
Yeah. I feel like she's overexposed anyway right now.
Yeah.
Like, she's doing a lot. But...
It's like, unless you're...
I need you to look it up. Oh, I need you to look up Vanessa Kirby. I think she has been confirmed to be Sue Storm.
Yeah, behind the scenes confirmed. Yeah, no formal announcements, but
I can't reveal my sources.
And the cousin from the Bears, they said he's going to be Ben Grimm.
Oh, I do not want to mess up his name.
No.
I know it's Ebon. But Vanessa Kirby, she was in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, I think.
And they said that she will be the main character, not Reed Richards.
Yeah. Whoever Reed is, the jury's still out on Reed. I like Vanessa Kirby. I think she has a look for it. For Ben Grimm, I was thinking, like, they should go with, like, a older actor who can't really, like, show up or be on screen or do much of anything.
Right.
Like a Danny DeVito or some shit. I would love that.
I mean, that's what we're doing with Harrison Ford is is the new President Ross.
Yeah.
He'll be I'm sure they'll make him Red Hulk and he'll just be a voice.
Do ADR and shit.
He's 90 years old.
Yeah, he's 90 years old. Yeah. Harrison
you
Ford
won't have Harrison Ford for that long. It'll be mostly Red Hulk.
Harrison Ford has been here to see that there was a Friendly's on Coventry Way in Clinton, Maryland.
Now it is
it's something else. Not even, no, it rebranded again. I just rolled past that shit earlier
today.
Yeah,
I was there last week and I was like, yes.
It rebranded again.
That's a
neat
thing, okay.
That's a DMV thing. If you know you live in a DMV, you know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Shout out to Friendly's.
So that's... That's F4. Ninja Turtles. Now, I've seen Ninja Turtles. Let me just preface it by saying, everybody, it is not... It's a kid film. It's a kid flick. It's by Nickelodeon. You know, even if you go into previews, you got a lot of previews for, like, kid shit. Kid movies and propaganda. So don't go into it thinking, you know, it's going to be gritty. It's not. There's a lot of action in it. Shout out to Seth Rogen. He's on a fucking killing spree right now with Invincible, with The Boys, with Ninja Turtles. Shout out to Jackie Chan playing Master Splinter. You got a lot of young actors in the movie doing voice work. Papa from The Shy, he does voice work as one of the Ninja Turtles too. Shout out to him. Great movie. Probably didn't have the most connection points with me because it is so kiddy. And oh my God, it's like a pop culture reference throat fucking. That's too graphic. I'm trying to monetize my network. I'm sorry. There's a lot of pop culture references. So you don't even know what universe they have access to even reference. Because I thought you say somebody's name, you got Pam. That's just what I thought. But yeah, great movie. If you're looking to keep your children quiet for like an hour and 30, got you.
I've not been able to take my child to see that movie. So I have not seen it. I will not see it by myself.
Hey, man, I think, well, even when I was in the movie theater, a lot of kids were like, there was even a kid standing up facing the opposite direction of the fucking screen, talking to his mother the whole time.
That's how you do it.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. He just talking normal tone. And kids don't understand, like, etiquette and shit. You're like, huh? What'd you say, Ma? I want some popcorn.
You saw it out here?
Yeah, I saw it across the street.
Oh, you watch your mouth when you talk about him. He's a killer in 10 years. Yeah. Shout out to you kids out here.
Yeah, shout out to the kids. I ain't trying to get canard like Omar.
The Wire.
Hey, they'll watch it.
Shout out to the kids.
Ninja Turtles, take your kids, go see it. Invincible.
It's almost back. We got a little episode, a prequel episode. Flashback on it. JJK.
Yo, she's fucking Adam Eve is fucking powerful.
Yeah, we kind of needed that because I feel like she's in this place now based on episodes that we've seen where people kind of write her off as a joke character. Yeah. Like Sakura.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The old Sakura. I know she's strong now.
Whatever. She's strong now. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but, yeah, we're not talking about that. But they kind of wrote her off. And I read the comics beforehand. And I know what she can do. But, yeah, I think they needed to drop that episode.
Yeah, it was dope.
Give you a little taste of what, you know.
Even her her villains, I think one of them was Jacob Tremblay. He was in there voicing one of the actors. And this new season of Invincible got a lot more voice actors in it.
It does.
A lot more people involved. The payola, you could tell where the budget's going because it was lit. We about to go crazy this season. Do you think this season we get the whole your boy getting taken advantage of.
It's been a this long is second time season since I read it. Is this the season where that happens? If not this one, then the next one.
Or is it the season when the dude pull up? Because it's supposed to be some dude pull up. He's just gonna beat the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, his name is
Yeah.
That's when it happened. But I don't know if the. We can't say that word.
We're not going to say it. They'll see it. They'll definitely see it.
Yeah, the dude is going to pull up because Mark's father, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to send somebody to, you know,
deal with him.
Deal with, you know, the ramifications of what he did. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the he'll be there.
Yeah.
No spoilers, but yeah, it'll be an interesting season.
Really excited for the new season of Invincible. And I don't know when The Boys is coming back, but the spinoff.
Generation Z.
Yeah, that look lit too.
Yeah. X-Men, The Boys take on the X-Men, so it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be better than the X-Men, actually.
Yeah, shout out to the X-Men. Y'all in the comic run where y'all are. Once again, getting massacred for the 40th time. That's great. I'm not reading it. Yeah. Well, CJ was here, so I could tell him how much I hate it.
Oh, man. I hear about what's going on. They ruined everything. Krakoa was so great and fruitful and thrivesome, if that's a word, but it's all
for
over
like
now.
The strongest beings on the planet, they are.
Yeah.
Extremely, they come off as extremely stupid. They never know when it's just about to come crashing down on them. We got all of this in place. We have psychics that like can just monitor the whole world at one time. But
was the Phoenix there?
Yeah, Jean was in that. She was there, but she got stabbed.
That's it.
Yeah,
shouts to Neji. All right, is there anything else you want to talk about on this episode of Nerds Who Rock Jays?
Nope.
I think we covered everything on this list. We have, actually. yeah, whenever the new Scarlet and Violet DLC comes out, we'll talk about that.
But I forgot about that shit.
Exactly. It came out a year ago.
Yeah, man, been a long time.
All right, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on a new episode.
We got an announcement coming up, matter of fact.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out next week.
Yeah.
Or this week, if you think Sunday starts the work week or the week. Some people do. I don't know.
They make billions. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
They're still making shit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I have like 30 level 100 Pokemon at this point.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, there's nothing else to do. I've done the tournament, the little tournament jump at the UVA Academy 40 times by now.
Yep.
I've conquered monsters. I've transferred Pokemon and shit. I still got to find a way to get Lugia. But yeah, that's what we got right now. Thank you for joining us on a new episode of Nerds. Tell someone you love them, gang.